All right, everybody, welcome back to another episode. I know you haven't heard my voice in like forever, but you know, I'm gonna try to get back on schedule. I'm trying my best ability, and it's been a while since I made an episode, but anyway, how are everybody doing on this Monday evening? Hope everybody's having a blessed day and staying safe and protected from this pandemic that we're still going through and witnessing through this year, and just finishing the year up strong. The year is almost over. I know it's been a tragic year, and you know, we want to move on to the next year and hopefully things will get better. But I know it's been a while, but it's a lot I want to cover, a lot I want to talk about, and just get up to date and get up to speed. So I'm not really going to waste any more time. I'm going to get straight to it. So I'm going to talk about the two debates, the vice presidential debate and the debate between Biden and Trump again, with the vice presidential debate with Kamala Harris and the Republican. You know, it was, you know, the debate wasn't too bad, except for the guy, he was, you know, talking over his time and being disrupted like Trump was doing and stuff like that. But I like the points Kamala Harris was making and, you know, emphasizing on what Joe Biden's trying to do for the black community, because, you know, Trump has done nothing for the black community, has done nothing for America at all. That's just how I feel about it. He's done nothing in his 4 years. He's just been in the White House taking up space. But I'm laughing because the funny part about the debate was when the fly was on the man's head. And it was just sitting on his head, just chilling. And it was funny because, you know, social media was all over it. Was on it and it was making jokes and memes about it. And it was funny to watch. But like I said before, you know, Trump and his healthcare, and supposedly his healthcare, and he don't, you know, his taxes, he don't pay his taxes, and like I said before, he's a con artist and a clown, like Joe Biden mentioned, because he just cared about himself. He only care about the people. He just care about what he has and his own personal things. And if he loses the election, I feel like he's gonna face a lot of heat when he got out of office. And like I said before, and I say it again, you gotta get out there and vote, because every vote matters. Every vote counts, and we got to get Trump out of office. I do not want to see him in a second term. And I feel like violence is possibly going to happen around the time of the election. And, you know, I feel like he got something up his sleeve where, oh, the ballots didn't count, or, you know, they need a recount. I know something going to be up his sleeve, and I'm not going to really be surprised at it, to be honest, because that's just the kind of person he is. He always tries to find a way to make it beneficial for himself. But, you know, the election is only a few weeks away, so like I said, get your votes in. You know, if you're voting early, get them in. If you're going to the poll, make sure you're up early and make your vote count. And let's get Trump out of office. Even if you don't like Biden, I suggest you just vote for him, just so we have a change. And you know, I think Biden will help more of the black community than Trump has done. But you know, we need a change for the future. You know, society and stuff hasn't really been good, and the government, we just need a change, and we just need a better voice and a new voice, because I'm tired of watching Trump on the news and him hearing him talk. He just makes me sick, honestly, to my stomach. But like I said, election's a few weeks away. Get out there and vote, emphasizing the vote, because it matters. So we just need a change and just need something different just to shape up the community and the economy. But anyway, on to the next topic I want to talk about. Sexual assault suspect arrested in Los Angeles after standoff on Paramount Pictures lot. A sexual assault suspect who was barricading a building on the lot of Paramount Pictures has been arrested and taken to a hospital for treatment. At one point, officer was involved in a shooting with the suspect near the main gate of the Paramount lot. It was unclear who fired shots. The suspect was bleeding when he was arrested, but it wasn't known whether he had been shot. The incident began Sunday night when officers from the Fullerton Police Department tried to arrest the suspect in Los Angeles. The Fullerton officer used a taser on the suspect and asked for LAPD help after the suspect pulled out a knife. The officer used a beanbag launcher on the suspect, and you know, the police described it as a less lethal option, but it didn't work. And the scene moved down to Melrose Avenue and Winsor Boulevard when the officer was involved in the shooting at the main gate at the Paramount Pictures property. Suspect then ran to the lot and barricaded himself in the building, where he stayed for 2 hours. And then officers tried to negotiate with the suspect while he's in the building at about 12:15. They went into the building and took the suspect into the custody. Now, this sounds crazy, but I'm glad that, you know, they got the guy for the sexual assault, and, you know, they took him to custody because it could have been worse. You know, shots was fired, but, you know, they say he got hit and he's taken to the hospital, but, you know, it don't sound like anything serious was to happen, anything serious or any serious injuries occurred, so that's a good thing. So I'm glad everybody got out safe in the situation with the police and the guy, and, you know, nobody's dead. But these sexual assaults is just unreasonable and unacceptable, and it doesn't make sense. So hopefully, you know, he gets his treatment, he recovers, and then he gets his time, you know, for doing the crime that he did, for the sexual assault he did. Because sexual assault is just, it just don't make no sense. Why people do it, I don't know. People are just sick. People are sick in the minds. And, you know, I don't, you know, it's just, there's no reason why anybody should have to go through that, because you're going to be mentally scarred and, you know, your life is going to drastically change. And I just feel bad for people that go through sexual assault. And speaking of sexual assault, I want to talk about the guy, I forgot it was in Chicago or something. He assaulted his little sister, who was in like first grade, while she was in online school. And the teacher had called him and heard it and reported it. And I'm just glad the teacher reported that and caught it, because that's not acceptable. And he got caught. I think he's in custody. And it doesn't make sense. Like, why are you forcing yourself upon a 7-year-old? Like, come on. Like, you know better. You know right from wrong. And who knows how many times this happened before. And luckily, the online teacher caught it, because if she didn't, and who knows, he would have been caught or it would have been reported. And now that 7-year-old, when she grows up, her life is going to be, when she get older and they tell her what happened, she's not going to take it well. And I just feel bad for sexual assault victims, because they don't deserve that at all. And it's really out of control, because, you know, if you try to tell a man no, you walk away from the situation, men tend to follow you and stalk you and do all type of crazy stuff, and just end up forcing themselves on women anyway. And that's just weak. And as a man, I would never do something like that to a woman, because I have respect for my woman. I have respect for women in general. And nobody deserves that at all. We gotta do better. And people who do stuff like this deserve their time in jail and don't deserve to be allowed back in the streets at all. I don't support it. I will never support rape against women, abuse against women, because it's weak. It's just weak. At the end of the day, like, if you're going to hurt somebody your own size, don't hurt a weaker person or anything. That's just like a form of bullying. And at the end of the day, women are the least appreciated gender. And
what?
Yes. No.
Sorry for the interruption, but like I was saying, I don't appreciate abuse against women. They are the least appreciated race and the least protected race. And especially the black women, they're definitely the least protected, and they don't get the respect that they deserve, and they're underappreciated. And I appreciate all my black women out there in the world, and I appreciate every black woman that's been in my life that has an impact on me. And I wish nothing for the best for my black queens out there, because y'all deserve the best. Y'all deserve it all. Y'all deserve the treatment that y'all be getting from these men, toxic men or abusive, manipulative men that just decide that they could just do whatever they want. They could just run things however they want. So to all my women out there, be safe. But especially to my black women, because they receive and get the most damage out of anybody. So that's just how I feel about that. But on to the next topic that I want to talk about. A black man who was led through Galveston, Texas by police officers on horseback is suing the city for $1 million. A black man is suing Galveston, Texas and his police department for more than $1 million at the 2019 incident in which he was handcuffed and tied to officers on horseback as they led him down the street. Donald Neely, 44, was arrested and charged with criminal trespass near a U.S. post office in August of last year, and the records show that the case against him was dismissed in March. His arrest received national attention after photos show two mounted officers from the Galveston Police Department leading Neely through the city by what appeared to be a rope. Police said at the time that the officer was holding a line clipped to Neely's handcuffs. And Julie Kettleman, the attorney, filed a lawsuit. And officers knew or should I believe Neely being a black man being led by a rope and mounted by officers down a city street as though he was a slave will find his contact offensive. Now, when I hear this and when I see this, it's kind of shocking, but then again, it's not. I say it's shocking because you usually don't hear about this nowadays. But then again, this shows the perfect example of white supremacy that we face in America today, one of the problems. Because why are you leading him? Why are you attaching him to a rope and walking him down the street? As an officer, you're going to arrest somebody for doing something, you know, make a normal arrest, handcuff the guy and put him in the police car and take him to the station. But no, since because he's a black man, you think it's okay that you could just handcuff him to a rope and just go on your horse and walk him down like he's a slave. And as a black community, we're not going to take that well, because that's going to, this reminds us of slavery back in the day with the slave police and what they used to do to slaves and, you know, tie them up and take them places and stuff like that. And I'm not okay with that. As a black man, I'm not okay with that, because if this was a white man, he would not be getting this treatment at all. But because he's a black man, we're going to get this treatment. They don't see us as people. They think they can still do whatever they want, and they feel like this is still back in the day. Even though time has changed and we still face the same problems, white people still have the power, have more power and more equal rights over us. And as black people, we deserve better, and we deserve our rights. We deserve equal rights just like everybody else. And we do not deserve any less treatment just because of the color of our skin, which doesn't make any sense. And it's sad that we still face through this. We still go through this 400 years later, even though times have changed somewhat, but we still face the same problem with social injustice, racial injustice, and this justice system where it doesn't work out for black people. Because at the end of the day, a black man, white man commit the same crime. A white man is going to get less time or no time, and a black man is going to face the full charge, which doesn't make sense at all. And it's sad that we go through this and we're still going through this, but something got to change. And seeing police brutality killing all black people, black kings and queens, and you wonder why we riot. I mean, not riot, but it's not really what I call it riot, but rebel and protest and march, because we're tired of the outreach and we're outraged. It's been going over too long, and we want change and we demand change. So that's why, you know, all this chaos has been going on, and all the people have been speaking out, and all the, you know, the looting and the burning and, you know, stuff like that has been going on, because we've seen enough, and it's just a series of events, repeated events, that nothing is being changed about, especially with cops, and they're getting away with, that we are not okay with, and we deserve to, and we need to speak up, and we need change, and we want change now. So that's why I'm telling everybody to vote and to get out there and vote and get Trump out of office, because he's not going to help benefit anything in the black community. And I think Joe Biden is going to do better with that. And, you know, look out for the black community more than Trump has ever had. That's just how I feel about it. Now, next thing I want to talk about is my Los Angeles Lakers winning the NBA championship 2020. You know, we went down game 5. It was a heartbreak, you know, it was a tough loss, lost by 3, you know. Bron drove, was down 1. Kicked to Danny Green for 3, he missed. And then we got the rebound, Marquise Morris threw out of bounds, and that was basically the game. It was a tough loss, you know. We wanted to close it out, we wore the Black Mamba jerseys. And we haven't lost no jerseys, but we lost, but we made up for it in game 6, and we came out and punched them right in the mouth, and we took control of that game. And the first half, and basically that game was over then, and the Lakers won the more, and they got their vengeance, and they won their 17th title, and this was an emotional championship because, you know, Kobe passed away, and it was heartbreaking, and LeBron would take on his legacy, and he won. He got the job done, got his fourth ring, won Finals MVP. Anthony Davis got his first ring, and it worked out in the Lakers' favor. And, you know, I'm a fan. I've been a fan of the Lakers way before LeBron was there. I've always been a big Kobe guy. Anybody that knows me personally know Kobe was always my favorite player, and I defended that guy. Like, he was family. He felt real attached to me. I felt like he was a part of me. And when he died, you know, I broke down, and it was hurtful. So this means a lot to the city of Los Angeles, and it means a lot to me because we haven't won in over 10 years, which is a very long time, over a decade. And I could finally speak about something and this chip, and we could, you know, finally start to get back on top like we need to be before. And we finally tied the Celtics, which is great. So now the NBA is over, and, you know, offseason is here. So free agency, the draft is next month. So find out all the trades and who's going where. But it's been rumors and talks, but nothing is confirmed yet. But, you know, if they're going to do a season next year, I think they're probably going to start in January. They should shorten the season to like 60 games and then have the playoffs April, May, finals in June to start on time again in October the following year. That's what they should do. But I'm happy for LeBron and the city of Los Angeles. And we'll see what goes on with the free agency and the draft and who goes where. Because it's going to be interesting. But now on to the NFL. I'm going to talk about week 5 and week 6 as the Bears beat the Bucks 20-19. Panthers beat the Falcons 23-16. Raiders beat the Chiefs 43-2. Cardinals beat the Jets 30-10. Steelers beat the Eagles 38-29. Rams beat the Washington 30-10. Ravens beat the Bengals 27-3. Texans beat the Jaguars 30-14. Dolphins beat the Niners 43-17. Colts beat the Browns 23. Browns beat the Colts 32-23. Giants beat the Cowboys 37-34. Seahawks beat the Vikings 27-26. Saints beat the Chargers in overtime 30-27, and the Bills beat the Titans 42-16. Now, as y'all know, I'm a Cowboys fan, and, you know, week 6, I know if he was going to win that, beat the Giants, going to be a close game, and something had to give with the worst offense against the worst defense. We started up slow, but we came back, fought our way, and then, you know, Dak with the gruesome injury, which his season ended injury with his ankle. And, you know, it was devastating. It was hurtful to watch, but I'm glad Andy Dalton came in there and stepped up and played well, except for the fumble he lost. But it was a great win for us, and they needed it, you know. It was emotional because they lost the quarterback for the year, franchise quarterback, and it sucks that he didn't get his money, but they still should give him his money when he comes back, if that's the franchise quarterback and not tag him. But without Dak the rest of the year, and the NFC East is horrible. It's the worst division of football right now. But, you know, I'm just glad we won that game. Gallup made some big catches, and Andy Dalton made some big-time throws when it mattered, which led to the game with a field goal. So we walked away with a win. And we're in first place right now at 2-3. And, you know, move on to next week. Well, week 6. Much has been going on. And speaking of week 6, I'm going to run down the scores. Titans beat the Texans in overtime, 42-36. Colts beat the Bengals, 31-27. Falcons beat the Vikings, 40-23. Broncos beat the Patriots, 18-12. Giants beat the Washington, 20-19. Ravens beat the Eagles, 30-28. Steelers beat the Browns, 38-7. Bears beat the Panthers, 23-16. Lions beat the Jaguars, 34-16. Dolphins beat the Jets, 24-0. Bucks beat the Packers 38-10. The Rams beat the Niners I mean, the Niners beat the Rams 24-16, and we currently have the Chiefs and the Bills game going on, and we have the Cowboys and Cardinals game, which is at 8:15, and, you know, all my Cowboys to win every week, but I'm taking it one game at a time, and I feel like we have a chance to win this game, you know. Now that Dalton's playing, you know, we're going to go back to the original style of football and running the football and giving Zeke his touches, so he's going to touch the ball, you know, get like 25, 30 carries, and, you know, not ask Andy Dalton to do too much. You know, he has success on that offense with all the weapons he has, and, you know, he's in a position where he can succeed. Our defense just got to hold up, but, you know, if we can at least get to 500 today, then we can, you know, make a solid push, you know, to try to make at least a playoff run or make the playoffs. And it's going to be a tough game, you know, Kyler Murray and his ability to run and throw. And then, yeah, DeAndre Hopkins and Christian Kirk and, you know, as a solid set of receivers. So it's not going to be an easy game. And that Cardinals defense is not too bad, even though they lost the last two games. But this game going to be a shootout. It's going to be a close game, especially with our defense is, you know, one of the worst in the league. But our offense is going to keep us in the game. So we can just get some stops and just score when it matters. So I feel like we'll be all right. And we can definitely win this game. You know, get to 3-3 and get to 500 and, you know, still be in first place in the division. So, you know, we'll see what happens with these games that's going on, that's happening tonight. And this pretty much concludes the episode for today. And I'm glad for anybody tuning in and listening. Hope you got something out of it. And stay tuned for more daily episodes. And I'll be putting them out and try to get back on schedule. You know, I've just been gone for a while. I've been doing stuff and, you know, going through some stuff. But I'm back. You know, I know y'all probably miss me hearing my voice and getting y'all some updates. But it's been a while. But I'm back now. I'm here. And this is your host, Tyler Brown. This will be out on platforms everywhere. So tell a friend to tune in. And I'm out.